I'm sitting here on the street. What street is this?
Stephen Ave.
Stephen Ave.
And talking to some kids who are hanging out here. Starting with
Laura.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you live in Calgary?
Yep.
And is this a regular kind of day for you?
Yeah.
Regular Tuesday?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
In the summer, we come hang out downtown. But there's a lot more people right now, a lot of people from out of town coming for the protests.
When did you first learn that there was going to be protests here?
Two months ago, a very long time ago. Yeah.
And how much have you learned about the reasons why people are coming, or have you been like just hearing about it through word of mouth, or you've been checking out the newspapers or TV or whatever?
Well, I read the newspapers like every day to see what's going on. Lots of marches going on. Yeah.
Are you planning on attending any of the actions?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a blockade tomorrow at 6 a.m., I think. We're going to block off streets. It starts at Fort Calgary. And a lot of people are going to be at that, so it should be good.
What are the reasons why you are going to attend the protests? Like, what is it about the G8 that pisses you off? Well,
I just don't think that 8 people should be able to decide, like, all these issues concerning everyone. And it's just not fair that way. It's all about, like, the corporations and stuff. And that's basically why I'm going.
Let me think of a good question. What kind of demonstration do you think it's going to be tomorrow?
I'm not really sure. I know a lot of people are just here because they want to raise hell. So I think there should be like some people like breaking car windows or that, but a lot of people are just here just to like be heard and stuff. So depends how many radicals are here and stuff. Yeah.
Are you worried about anything, or are you looking forward to it? Like, what's your, how are you nervous? Like, what, how are you going to feel when you wake up tomorrow morning, do you think?
I really don't know what to expect, so I'm not that worried, just like about the protesters, just mainly like how people are going to react with the police and like if it's going to be peaceful and that.
What are the cops like in Calgary? On a day-to-day?
On a day-to-day basis. They like to push their power around a little bit. And they're all very excited for this and how much power they get for it. They all had like a lot of training for it. Yes, they're an untidy group of little fascists. And, yeah.
Have you had any particular experiences with police before that you would be willing to share with our listeners in Toronto?
I had a spike collar one time, and they came and told me it was a weapon, and they came and took it away and stuff, and said I was going nowhere in life and that I was going to not be able to leave the country if they charged me, and tried to scare me out of how I dress or something.
So why is it that you think that the cops are sort of looking forward to exerting their power? Like,
our mayor especially, he's been like saying that he's not going to tolerate any protesters, and he doesn't support any of that, of their right basically to protest. And he's been spending all this money getting the cops ready for like the protest tomorrow and training them, getting like water cannons and things like that. So they seem like they're getting ready for a fight. So are we.
Yeah. I'm Joe, and I live in Calgary, clearly.
Your friend was saying that you had an experience with some police officers the other day.
Yeah, actually we did. We did get into a little bit of trouble, but the way they treated us wasn't exactly just. I mean, like, I, for one, don't exactly appreciate being frisked by a male officer, and I know they're not allowed to do that. And that was what was done. as well as like some of the treatment towards my friend, which I'm sure he can explain to you, was pretty unjust as well. So like they like to think that just because some people look different, that I don't know, that they're allowed to be like differently towards them, treat them worse, like, and just kind of a little bit of abuse of power there is what I'm seeing. And I'm thinking they might be doing some of that during the G8 protests as well. I think they're like anticipating way too much violence. Like, I'm thinking it's not going to be that violent. It's probably going to be fairly peaceful. If these people are against that kind of stuff, I don't see why they would want to be all violent towards, like, for what they're protesting. Otherwise, how are they going to get their message across? People are just going to think they're a bunch of hooligans just trying to start some trouble.
What do you think? Do you think that people, that the protesters are a bunch of hooligans just trying to start trouble, or?
I do not. I agree with a lot of their points that they've made. And if they were, then they're not going about it very well, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, they want to be prepared, but so do we, because it's just like a vicious cycle. Protesters see, like, 3 feet away, people getting hit by rubber bullets and stuff and being sprayed in the face
but
with pepper spray.
Have you seen that yet?
No, not here, but that's what protesters see, like, from prior protests. Mm-hmm. And so they prepare for that, and then so the police see the protesters preparing for the worst, like, they have gas masks and stuff, so they're like, oh, they're going to start stuff, and well, so they start bringing in things, so it's just, I think it's just...
The protesters provoke the police, and the police provoke the protesters. It's a cycle.
My name's Tommy. I'm from here. I'm 15. I still live here.
And so you're supposed to say that you had an experience with the police a couple days ago.
Yep. Me and Joe got arrested. The police were very unfair. I just got my ear pierced about 2 weeks ago with a safety pin, and they made me take it out. They said they wouldn't let me in their car with anything sharp. I don't think a little safety pin would do very much. I thought it was kind of stupid of them.
What did you get arrested for?
Mischief to property.
Mischief to property.
What are they saying that you did?
We were just writing some stuff on the cement.
So you got caught in the anti-graffiti crackdown or whatever?
Yep.
Is graffiti a big, like, thing here? Like, people do a lot of it?
In some parts of the city, yeah. There's a few people that go around with their markers all the time, but...
Is it mostly tags, or do people do pieces, or...?
Mostly tags, yeah.
What were you painting on the wall when you got taken in?
It's pretty embarrassing. I'd rather not say.
Okay. Mm-mm-mm. Are you going to be going to the protests?
I am indeed.
And what motivates you to go? What is there any particular issue that really gets under your skin? Or
basically, just I don't think corporations should be taking over the world like they are. I think it's wrong, and I'm here to protest it.
And how have you been educating yourself about the issues, and like what sources do you go to learn about this stuff?
Actually, my sister goes to a lot of meetings and everything, and she tells me about all this stuff, so she's like a teacher to me.